I know the committee themselves are confident this will go ahead this year. And with the funding, will come forward. We believe the Irish state is going to support it, and I believe European Union funding will support it. But when we had this discussion, it became obvious to me that it would be ridiculous to complete work on feasibility and viability of that line, and that portion of the line, and then ignore the remaining portion from Claremorris to Sligo. We need, therefore, to ensure that in the process of preparing for the Claremorris line work this year, the feasibility work is extended, actually, so that the Claremorris to Ballymote, that Clooney line, is actually taken into that study. It would be ridiculous not to take it in at this point, and I believe it has to be included in the procurement when it starts.
And look, you're no stranger to the situation. You're well aware of how much of an appetite there is for a rail line that goes up the entire side of the Western Seaboard. But do you see this as an opportunity where you can almost utilise your position to highlight the situation, get it a bit more out there? And as well as that, you can also maybe point to other examples in Europe where rail infrastructure has really worked for economies and areas and development, and just trying to utilise that and harness your position in a very positive way.
Yeah, I've just come back from a trip to Poland as part of my work with the regional committee, and one of the things that strikes you when you go throughout Europe elsewhere is the efficiency and the competency of the railway network. There's not an inch or a mile or a kilometre of that country that's not covered. Yes, we have the ridiculous situation here whereby if you're coming from Galway City as a tourist or as a business leader or as a business person and you need to go to Sligo by train, you've got to go to Dublin. It takes 6 hours and 40 minutes to go to Dublin and back to Sligo, and the new line, when restored, would reduce that journey to less than 2 hours and 40 minutes. And that's what we need. The Sligo and the Northwest region needs a daily service that can take less 2 hours or less to bring the tourists, bring the students to the university in Sligo and elsewhere. And I will be prioritising this in my work in the next 5 years. We know there is a wind behind the committee now. There is, in the present government, there seems to be considerable support for this rail line. The support of Marion Harkin has been noted as a new junior minister for the project. And I think now is the time for us in Europe to ensure that the planning is done for the completion of the full line, not just the line to Claremorris, but the Claremorris into Killooney section of the line as well.